Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
Our first takeout concerns public transit?
Imagine a bike that's there when you need it, wherever you are, and gone when you don't. That's B-Cycle.
Yesterday on Earth Day, Denver launched the nation's largest bike sharing program. The city has parked 400 communal bikes across the city in locked racks that residents can rent and use as a new mode of public transit in the city of Denver. Nathan Heffel is a producer for the Takeaways partner station KUVO in Denver, and he traveled around the city to sample how the launch of the new program went. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
So how does it work exactly? Let's just start with that.
Well, it's actually pretty simple. A biker can pick up and return their bicycle to any station within 30 minutes, and that rental is going to be free.
Wow.
So it's
how do you actually get
the
bike? What do you do to get there? You unlock something?
Well, you can actually go online. Yep, right. You go online, or you can go to any kiosk. They're called B stations.
Right.
And you put in your credit card, and then you enter your information. Then the bikes become available for you, and you just go touch your little keypad there and pull out the bike, and it's good to go.
So swipe and drive. Here's what a rider thought yesterday.
It was extremely comfortable. It's a little heavier than a lot of bikes people might buy for themselves, but it felt very stable, and it was a lot of fun. I actually felt like a child at first because I had the seat too low, so my knees were all bent up, and with my helmet, my knees all bent up, I felt like a five-year-old.
So I gather these aren't like bikes you would want to take home and put in your garage, right?
No, but they are pretty appealing. They're actually shiny red bikes that look like, the thing I can say is like the 1950 Schwinn bikes that you remember as a kid. They're bright
them.
Red with, baskets on the front and lights and everything. So it's really a bike that's appealing. But again, yeah, you're right. Something you probably don't want to take home and keep.
But Nathan Heffel, does the bike allow for adjustability to deal with what that rider was saying? My knees are all bent up, you know, that sort of thing.
That's right. Yeah. When I tested the bike, you can actually adjust the seat and there are numbers and you remember your numbers. So at any bike you go to in the city, you just put the number in and you're all good to go there.
So everyone is the same bike. Every bike in every rack in your system, it's exactly the same bike.
It's identical, exactly.
Right, which I guess helps to identify them, kind of like yellow cabs.
Yeah,
sort
exactly.
Of the yellow cab idea.
What color are they?
They're bright red.
And that's a lovely color, and it's very, very, very Denver. Let's talk about the scale of this program. It's certainly bigger than a lot of other things that have been tried around the country.
That's right. There are about 400 bikes currently in 40 stations around the city, so it's definitely larger. But again, of course, D.C. had started this first, and they've got about 120 bikes. So that's a small pilot, but we're the largest in the country to first put that out there, the biggest bikes,
and
largest amount of bikes.
And because it's Denver, there's a kind of crunchy granola quality to the whole program. Listen to this bike share volunteer named Jamie Medina.
You can go online, and you can see how many calories you've burned, your carbon prints that you've taken away from the city, and how many miles, where you went, how long you were on it. That's for all of us techno geeks.
They're really trying to draw people into this whole program way beyond just doing the bikes.
I mean, that's right. I mean, when you sign up for the membership, you can go online with your own personal website, and each bike has a GPS system built into the bike as well as radio frequency technology so they can track the bike, and you can also track the bike as well. So
it's not a good vehicle for robbing a bank and getting away.
They'll know where you are.
They'll know where you are. Nathan Heffel, producer for the Takeaway Partner Station, KUVO, in Denver, Colorado, talking about Denver's new bike share program, the largest in the city, launched on Earth Day. Thank you, Nathan.